Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We here at WCC Radio, along with having the Wolves on, we are also the home of the Minnesota Twins, and they are down in Fort Myers. And the general manager of the Twins, Thad Levine, is kind enough to join us. Thad, thank you so much. Pitchers and catchers are there. This is obviously something that you and Derek and Rob Anthony and the entire organization have worked on regarding many aspects for this year, most pertinently, COVID changes. It's one thing to plan it. It's another thing to deal with it. How has it played out over the first couple of days?
So, Chad, first of all, thank you for having me on. I truly appreciate it. It's, you know, we had the experience last year in the 60-game sprint where we were kind of adjusting on the fly and doing the best we could. And this year we've had a little bit more time to plan for it. Candidly, it's a little bit challenging. You know, we brought down far fewer of our front office people because we were having – less of an opportunity to engage with players and staff members. You know, one of the things that I find to be the most fulfilling about spring training is going out to dinner with coaches and staff members alike. And, you know, obviously that's very dissuaded and discouraged at this point. So we're doing the best we can to still have touch points with our players and our coaches and our staff members. Almost all of that is done outside. And for the people who have been around the game, the kind of mystique, which is the clubhouse where guys hang out there and spend time after workouts, learning from veterans and hearing stories told about the game. Unfortunately, those are kind of curtailed right now. But I will say that our group seems to be very upbeat and very engaged. It's just all being done out of doors now, and none of that is done in the clubhouse, in the training room, and in the offices.
I know in following the accounts the last couple days that due to a variety of issues such as weather, COVID, visa issues, and maybe in a couple other points that you were far from having everybody in camp. Now, it seems to happen every year in spring training where there are a couple guys who are not there, but it seemed like this was close to double figures. Where are you at as of now with your expected group available to participate in baseball activities?
I think you said it exactly right there, Chad. You know, usually when you come into camp, you're aware of maybe the one or two guys who have been waylaid and will be a little bit delayed to camp. I think the number for us actually was at 13 at one point of people who were slightly delayed. You also highlighted, and just for our fans' understanding, a few of the guys were visa-related issues. So some of our international players were delayed by a day or two, almost to a person. All of those guys have made it in, with one exception, and that's right now two exceptions that I can think of. Tomas Tellez and Andrelton Simmons are still en route, but not here yet. And then we had a number of people who were impacted negatively by the weather in the south central part of the United States, specifically guys who lived in the state of Texas or who were connecting through the state of Texas. That created a bit of a problem. And then one thing which is certainly COVID specific is once a player gets here, they have to test for COVID. It takes about 36 hours for us to get the results of that. So there were a number of people who were technically here but not allowed to report to camp until we got word back that they had tested negative on their initial test. And so a lot of that has been resolved at this point. The two guys who are still dealing with visas that I referenced, and then Jay Happ, who is our positive out of our group so far. I think almost every camp's dealing with at least one, and we're hopeful that he will be back and recovered here in short order.
Thad, how frequently are players and all personnel tested for COVID during spring training?
So, Chad, the way it works is that people who are around the team are put into tiers. So the players and major league coaching staff is considered tier one. The front office people and some of the other people who support the team are considered in tier two. So tier two people are tested twice a week. I would fall under that group. And then the players and coaches are actually tested every other day. So we're getting real-time feedback. Major League Baseball has put these protocols in place to keep as many people safe and secure as they possibly can. But almost on a nightly basis, we get a text from one of our guys in our performance medical team, and we keep our fingers crossed that you have the all clear on an every other night basis. It makes for extra level of a little bit of stress and anxiety to our jobs, but it's such as the life we're living right now. And our group is just doing as best they can to keep everyone safe.
Thad Levine, Twins general manager, with us here on the home of the Twins, WCCO. Let's talk about the players on the field itself. When you look at your team as they finish in the playoffs against the Astros, against what you project to be the makeup of your team, and I know that can change due to strong or poor performances, where do you think your team is most different this year compared to last year?
Well, you know, the personnel, there are some real differences. We had 10 players leave us in the offseason, 10 players who had made significant contributions to our team last year. The majority of those guys were free agents. We brought back a few, some that were, I think, we felt very vital to our success, you know, headlined by a guy like Nelson Cruz. So just from a sheer personnel standpoint, we do have some meaningful changes, but the core of this team is still intact, and it's the core that we think is a championship caliber core, where we're bringing back by and large almost our whole offensive unit. We've got a very strong starting rotation. We did make some real changes there, bringing in Jay Happ, bringing in Matt Shoemaker late, and we're going to have hopefully, if all things go well, a full season of Michael Pineda this year. New to the team will be Andrelton Simmons. I think the complexion of this club a little bit different from years past. It wasn't that long ago in 2019 we were considered the Bomba squad, and we may be leading a little bit more with pitching and defense here in 2021. Last year, I think the true strength of our team from start to finish was that pitching staff. We added on to that this offseason by adding Andrelton Simmons, who we believe is one of the more transcendental defenders of our generation. Over the last couple of years, this guy has really acquitted himself as being one of the best shortstops in the game. We're ecstatic at the notion of having both he and Byron Buxton, former Platinum Glove winners, which is to say they were the best defender in the American League, competing for that title for this year. It also moves Jorge Polanco to second base, where we think he has a chance to contend to be a Gold Glove caliber defensive player at second base, and makes Luis Arraez our super utility player, a position that I think the game has just seen so much value spike in, you know, the proverbial 10th everyday position player who you have the ability as a manager to drop in so many different positions around the field. I think we'll see Luis Arraez play a considerable amount of time for us, and ideally by so doing, keeping everyone else fresh and healthy. So I think we've got some new faces, but by and large, this is a team that we strongly believed in coming out of last year. We still believe in it strongly. If anything's going to change, is we may see a little bit of an uptick in the contribution we see from our defense relative to the team last year.
How close are Buxton and Donaldson to 100%? And to have them out on the field as much as you would like and as essential as they can be, what might you do differently this year compared to last year?
Well, we have great news to start off camp. We really have, of the guys who finished last year, a little bit banged up, and you highlighted two of the most important, but Arraez was a little bit banged up, and so too was Jorge Polanco, and we had a number of different injuries throughout our team. Mitch Garver was a little bit banged up at the end of last year. So the good news is all of those guys are coming in with no limitations. So moment in time, everyone is very healthy and ready to go, which is a tremendous sign for this franchise. In terms of keeping everybody healthy, as an organization over the last 4 years, we probably have made no greater investments than we have in supporting our performance team. You know, that includes our medical staff, our strength and conditioning, our nutritionists, sleep studies, and a lot of research and development in that area. So we're doing the best we possibly can to try to keep the players, some of whom you've highlighted and additional ones, just the elite performers, the guys who are true difference makers for us. We're trying to keep those guys on the field as much as we possibly can. And then it's up to a little bit of good fortune and good practices to execute against that.
Last thing, by the time we get to the point when you bring the 26 guys up, because you mentioned this earlier, you have so much of your core still back, and then you've added the notable names that that have a chance to really impact this team. How many spots are really up for grabs right now to start the season here in the Twin Cities?
It's a fair question. You know, there's kind of the misconception that you come to spring training and you're competing for all 26 spots, and of course that's not truly accurate. I would leave that up to Rocco Baldelli to truly answer in terms of how many spots he deems are open, but I would say there are multiple spots in the bullpen. We saw a young stable of great and intriguing arms come up last year and help us in some way, shape, or form, but there are more guys and spots available, so we're going to have real competition back there. I think we also have some real competition for our spots on the bench, and yet to be determined 100% as to how left field is going to play out this year. So there's some real opportunity on this team. We're walking in as most competitive teams are, which is to say we don't have 6 to 8 to 10 spots open, but I would say we do have a handful. And so the complexion of this team will be impacted by the spring training, kind of needs as our team evolves and some of the performance of the players.
Thad, I always enjoy it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Chad. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Absolutely. The general manager of the Twins, don't forget, Twins baseball, in fact, Dan Cook, I believe I have this right, as Dan thanks Thad and lets him go. Do we have our first game Sunday? Is that right?
I have to double-check the schedule, but that sounds pretty close to right.
I think that is
yes,
right.
Yes, I just heard a bellow from down the hall from Adam Gardner confirming.
Wow, is that a weight shot at Adam Gardner? I mean, a thin guy doesn't really bellow.
What a jerk.
What? What a jerk
there. It's just a loud sound. Yell, loud yell. That's all bellowing is. It has nothing to do with weight.
Why don't you just say the fat guy down the hall had this to say?
That's
Tubby said something from down the hall.
I don't know who it was, but it sounded like a husky guy yelling down the hallway.
Tubby. All right. Couple last sports nuggets as we kind of finish up the sports roundup. Does anybody still have, you think, in American Radio, hey, let's go to the sports roundup.
Sure,
we got the sports minute during the drive time embargo of the news.
Oh, that's a good question. I meant to bring this up. So when you're faking it and you're leaving early to go, I don't know, to a tavern of some sort, and Laura's carrying it, it's so much better. Why do you still have to provide the sports minute? What sexist thing is that? Like Laura can't do the sports?
Yeah. I got it, honey. I'll do it. Don't worry.
Hey, toots, don't worry about it. I mean, so Dan, isn't that how it sounds? Hold on. Hey, the skirt over here doesn't know about sports. Let me step in. She can do it fine.
No, you know who does it often is Sloan does it too, which I'm sure is 10 times better than I do it.
Well, that's a given. Seriously. Bellowed. That hurts, doesn't it, a little bit, Adam?
I'm eating a salad right now, too. I mean, it's... I'm crying. Tears are dropping into my
Are they mixing lettuce with the mountain goat tears in the salad?
Mixing with my I can't think of the damn dressing I want to eat.
Well,
I think I'm
according,
a,
you know, according to Dan, concussed. It's too much. You know, it's a lot. I mean,
maybe have it on the side next time there, Hefty.
Exactly.
I can't even think of the dressing I want.
There's so many jokes. What kind of dressing does Adam really want here? 651-989-9226.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.